Relaxation. It is important that all the exercises on all of these tapes be performed regularly. Sooner or later, some salutary results may follow. You might then wish to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving at the opening of each practice session. Use your own imagination and ingenium to compose the kind of prayer that suits you and your own beliefs, rather than follow slavishly some already existent prayer, no matter how excellent it may be. At the root of all systems, metaphysical or occult, relaxation of physical and mental tension is considered a prerequisite. Unfortunately, most systems contain only a rudimentary technique inadequately developed for the use of the new student or beginner without any assurance that it will produce results. I want to present a time-honored viewpoint that is repeatedly confirmed with usage of the newer scientific techniques of biofeedback. First of all, the student is to lie down on his back on any hard surface, or on a bed with a firm mattress, or on a table covered by a thick blanket. A well-carpeted floor has been known to be most satisfactory. For some, a small cushion is permitted for the head. The basic idea is to let the hard surface support the body. Too often, when lying down, we remain fully tensed when we should permit the muscles to loosen up altogether. Thus, we support our bodies with much too much tenacity instead of letting the hard surface do the supporting for us. He must give himself wholly up to it. A few deep sighs will prove of inestimable value. It should engineer some rudimentary relaxation of the diaphragm, the big muscle separating the chest from the abdomen. What is proposed then is for the student to consider in his imagination every part of the body from brain to the tips of the toes. No intricate knowledge of anatomy is really required. On the other hand, however, if the student has been taught the broad outlines relating to anatomy and physiology, he may find that knowledge useful. While lying on the back, a thick, large pillow should be slipped under the knees so that the knees are raised some few inches from the surface. This tends to induce a mechanical relaxation of the spinal muscles. Let him now cross one ankle over another, the heels resting on the hard surface, and fold the hands over the abdomen by interlacing the fingers. Consider the brain by visualizing it in the skull. Everyone has, at some time or other, seen diagrams of the cerebrum. Imagine now that the brain is a mass of white and grey nerve substance divided into a right and left hemisphere with a little bulb at the back. The entire surface of these structures is marked by numbers of lobes, convolutions and depressions. Try to feel that this brain, normally white and grey in colour, becomes pinkish in hue as you think of it. This visualization dilates the blood vessels in the head, automatically directing an increased blood supply there. This creates warmth over and above the normal amount, and this radiating outwards to surrounding structures produces a relaxation. Maintain this visualization long enough to become aware of some kind of sensation in the head. Subjective sensations of warmth and tingling. Yet these are not wholly subjective. Biofeedback experiments indicate that the temperature of fingers or toes, using this method, may be increased by a degree or two. Relaxing the entire body thoroughly in this way will also be found a distinct stimulus to the maintenance and or recovery of perfect health. Imagine next that the blood, which has been warming and so relaxing the brain, pours downwards from the frontal portions of the brain into the forehead, the eyes, and the temples, dilating the blood vessels there. Go through a similar procedure as previously described until you obtain that characteristic sense of warmth, tingling, and relaxation. These are quite unmistakable, being the hallmarks of the induction of a local release of tension. Pass in contemplation downward to the ears, reflecting also on the inner ear mechanisms, the cheeks of the face and the nose. Imagine the blood flowing there, bringing about a relaxation of muscular and blood vessel tension by reason of the warmth induced by the surplus of blood in that area. Pause long enough until the appropriate reactions and sensations are clearly noted. Meantime, should your attention wander away to the events of the day, don't get angry or irritable. Wait quietly for a few seconds and gently bring the attention back to the consideration of the area in question. The mind is bound to wander at the beginning of these exercises. It only requires some training and re-education. Bring the blood in your imagination to the lips, the mouth and gums of the teeth, the chin and the angle of the jaw. This procedure, having been applied to the whole head, including the back of the head, you should pause for a little while to become completely aware of the sensations involved. Also note that the entire body should have begun to lose its gross attention. Since the brain is the nerve center of the whole psychosomatic organism, when it relaxes, so also will all other subsidiary parts. The neck is the next area to be considered. The student should visualize the windpipe with all its component parts, if he knows them by name, together with muscles and glands in the front, sides, and back of the neck. They should be imagined as turning pink due to the dilatation of the blood vessels that, holding more blood, are gently warmed by its heat and thus being coaxed into relaxing. As the tensions begin to loosen, pass the attention to the powerful muscles of the shoulders and shoulder joints. Pay great attention to these, for they are unusually tense in most modern people, the price we pay for the benefits and stresses of civilization. Let the attention slowly wander from the shoulders down the arm to the elbow, forearm, wrist, hand, and fingers, dwelling for a minute or so on each part, feeling a sensation of warmth and tingling there, firmly telling each part to relax. Return in imagination once more to the shoulders. Visualize the entire chest cage. Within this cage are several large and important organs: the bronchial tubes, lung, heart, large arteries and veins leading to and from them, and the diaphragm. Also make note of and feel the powerful rib muscles which aid the breathing function. Just make a simple picture of this cage and begin to feel that slowly the blood pours into every dilated artery, vein, and capillary. The muscular walls of these vessels relax, enabling them to convey larger quantities of blood than before. Because of this increased blood supply, a greater quantity is being generated in the chest, resulting in a generally diffused sense of relaxation. So far as the abdomen and pelvis are concerned, a similar technique is to be followed, thinking of the large areas which include the individual organs that you know to be housed there. Feel the warm descent of the blood and experience fully the sensation of aliveness that the consideration of those parts produces. As you practice, you will at first become increasingly conscious of each bodily segment, becoming aware of each separate organ, rather as one does of each tooth, if and when there is a toothache. This awareness is succeeded by a complete cessation of sensory awareness. The relaxed portion, formerly standing out so vividly in consciousness, will fade utterly from view. Eventually, consciousness of the body as a whole vanishes entirely, with a deep and abiding serenity and stillness resulting. Having completed the irrigation of the pelvic area, imagine the life stream of blood dividing into two powerful rivers, each sweeping down one hip and thigh. Consider the thigh as far down as the kneecap, in a manner similar to that applied to all other portions of the body until you become aware of the warmth and relaxation of the heavy, thick muscles. Then pass downwards, with the mind, to the ankle, and finally to the tips of the toes. Become fully aware of each minute part of the body, becoming absolutely flooded by the bloodstream, which enables it to undergo this needed release from tension. The entire process from head to toe should take not less than a half an hour at first. More time would even be more satisfactory. As time goes on, less time may be necessary to induce relaxation, until finally the mere wish or thought to relax will spontaneously induce all muscles and tissues everywhere in the body to relax their chronic tension. Skill is the important factor, and skill is achieved solely by practice and constant repetition. In this way, a conditioned response may be built up with the almost instantaneous reaction that such reflexes have.